coming together. Highway 2 has been on our mind, obviously, with the closure of Highway 2 and the Mole Creek fire. And representatives have been doing a good job coming back to D.C. and prioritizing Highway 2 and the conversations of what we need to do for infrastructure investment for the future, and getting a plan that helps make improvement to bring the capabilities and capacity of Highway 2 up to speed. I was mentioning to the mayor that we had able to get a major investment along with our congressional delegation support in the Wenatchee area on that side of Highway 2, because we had both at-grade crossing problems, we had interstate issues, and we had congestion. And I feel like we need to turn to this side of Highway 2 and focus on it. But the Mole Creek fire has really brought us here today to talk about what we need to do to prepare for the future, and I mean the immediate future, besides waiting to see the declaration from the governor that then helps us unleash federal support. We want to make sure that the Forest Service is doing its job in helping us assess what might be flood risks right now for the future. So we're going to be sending a letter to the Forest Service today asking them to prioritize any funding for the Mole Creek Fire burn program. It's called the burn rehab program, to prioritize any funds there that could help us in mitigating floods, since we're about to hit the rainy seasons, and we all know what that means. But the mega point is that Highway 2 is a critical corridor. Just recently, I was up in Bellingham and had to get over to WSU, and we literally really wanted to go Highway 2, but we couldn't. And we weren't going to drive all the way back, you know, through Seattle during rush hour traffic, and we basically didn't have that as an option, so we had to go to North Cascade Pass, which took us hours. You know, it was a long, long drive. I think we got to WSU at 1 a.m. But it's just a constant reminder that you all know all the time, and I'm sure the customers that come here to Bubba tell you all the time, it's an important corridor. And as I-90 gets more congested, we need to do more to help protect and grow the capacity of Highway 2. And now the Mole Creek fire also reminds us that we also have to think about how we're going to mitigate the impacts of this growing, dry environment in which smoke creates and challenges of fire also may create closures on Highway 2. So a lot to discuss. Thank you for allowing us to be here to discuss it, but we definitely want sending a letter to the Forest Service saying please prioritize in the burn rehab program any funding that would help us mitigate the impacts of flooding due to the Mole Creek fire. So